So I got kicked off of the radio. It was WLSW, one of the bigger radio stations in the backwoods of Pennsylvania. They even had a sister station, I forget what it was called. But every Thursday is to go up and talk about this kind of stuff. The morning DJ I went to school with, and she really liked what I was doing, so she said, why don't you come up and talk about this stuff? And so we did. It was a lot of fun, and they kicked me off. Now, they kicked me off not because of what I was saying about this stuff. People liked that. They also liked the reason that they kicked me off, which was the radio was going to like a Muzak formula, like literally being one of like another 1,000 radios across the country that was putting up the same exact stuff, the same exact music. So WLSW was getting rid of the live DJs and going to just syndicated content music kind of stuff. And we were on the air, and I guess for some reason the subject came up, and I just said, look, that's stupid. I know it financially makes sense. I mean, stop paying the people $7 an hour for sitting there on the microphone, and instead go syndicated, so you only need like one person in the station. And they kicked me off, and that was it. So here's the deal, guys. Now, here's the thing. I remember the first time I went on the air, and Justine had me sit down. There was a microphone in front of my face. There was one in front of hers, and she basically did the... there was music playing, and it was coming to an end, and so she holds up her hand, and she basically just goes, we're live in 3, 2, 1... And bang, and then she starts yakking and brings me on, right? And that was good fun. And I noticed she may have been expecting me to choke. And I didn't. I'm really good with a microphone. And I'm used to broadcasting. I mean, I was a policeman where you broadcast to your other policemen and dispatch. I was an amateur radio operator where you talk to total strangers around the world. That was good fun. And at the time, like, I'd made products, but we didn't have anything. Like, podcasts didn't exist back then. I think I had an online radio thing with Blog Talk Radio. That was good fun. But it was different than broadcasting through that big antenna all over Westmoreland, Allegheny, and Fayette County, and more. So, here's the thing. You're live in 3, 2, 1, go. You cannot, don't wait. The short version of this is do not wait, move. If we could summarize how this is really different than what a lot of people behave as, if it is. See, this isn't about attraction. You're not attracting things into your life. And I only use that term on some of my stuff because that's what the people are typing in. I want them to find the truth, and here's the truth as far as I can tell. You are live. You're what gives life. Neville says a state is dead until you give it life. You're not attracting somebody or some opportunity into your life. You're giving something already constructed life. In other words, great relationship, great business, financial freedom. And I hate using all these terms because they're nothing more than concepts and bumper stickers in a way. But when you notice a desire, let's assume a desire, an actual hunger is a state. Give it life. And here's the thing. You will deny the miracle you are if you do any discounting. Discounting defined as, I imagined drinking a cup of coffee, and then I went and made it. That showed up in the group, that's fine. But we've got to nail this stuff, because sometimes that's how it happens. Sometimes somebody brings you a cup of coffee. It's a fascinating world to me. But I don't discount, I don't elevate one over the other, who makes or who brings the coffee. Don't do that. Because to do that, you've got to discount yourself. So let's do a flip side on this. right up over the hill from us is a little village called Montmorency. And I used to go shopping there a lot. And one day I go park in the parking lot, and I'm walking through the parking lot toward the post office. And off to my left is a police station. I swear to God it wasn't a police station when I was there yesterday. And it's like, that's weird. I never noticed this being a police station. You think I'd notice it because I was a policeman. I know what policemen look like. They tend to dress very in a particular way all around the world. I mean, you can spot a cop easy, right? And so there's a police station there, and I'm wondering, how did I miss that? And that's when I heard, cut. They were filming something there. They were filming a TV show. They were filming an episode for a TV show. And they needed a police station. And so, cut. Okay, that's why there's a crowd there. I mean, I thought maybe they were opening a police station or somebody got mugged at the police station. Now, the crowd was around blocking. Yeah, I couldn't see the director. I couldn't see the cameras. And the actors, well, they were dressed like policemen and bad guys. But the actor said, cut. And as soon as the actor said, cut, everything changed. The scene was over. And so when I look at this stuff, on the flip side, cut. When are you going to cut it? You don't have to cut it out of your life in a way that has you cutting aka cords and all sorts of ceremony and struggle and pain and cut. It's over. The actors forget. The actors no longer have to be who they are in acting. They can become themselves again for a few moments or a few hours or forever. Yeah, that might be the last scene. You see, here's the thing. You've got to live in 3, 2, 1, go. You've got to do that. You've got to give life to the dead desire. Otherwise, you have dead air. Number one rule of radio, no dead air. Number two rule of radio, no using the prohibited words. On the other side of the coin, cut. If you don't want a scene repeating in your life, stop it. If you actually stop it, you're going to realize, wow, yeah, you don't have to play that part anymore. Nobody has to play those parts anymore. That's a wrap. Move on. Move into that state of your wish fulfilled. That's how you give a state life. Here's the thing, gang. Do not make this about someday. Let it be about today. Because if you don't let it be about today, it's never, never land. Don't wait for a moment. Notice these tiny little, quote-unquote, metaphors of life are really real. We really are alive in 3, 2, 1, now. What will you do with this lesson? Imagine having nailed it. Alrighty, just for fun, go back and check out some of those earlier things where we talked about vertical and so on. That's going to show up again. But it's really important that you don't just fuzzy out. It's really, really important that you make it a wrap. See ya.